This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When trying to fix Louisiana's budget last session, corporate tax breaks were on the chopping block.
What we did was essentially go in and suspend the tax exemptions, tax credits, and tax rebates by a certain percentage.
Monroe Representative Katrina Jackson authored those bills, which cut the tax breaks by 28% for 3 years. They haven't worked as expected since currently corporate tax collections are a negative number. The state has paid out $210 million more to business than it has collected in business taxes. Yet Jackson is now proposing making the 28% cut permanent. State Revenue Secretary Kim Robinson.
If you don't address the sunsets, what you do create is another fiscal cliff to deal with.
When the bills removing the sunsets were heard in Ways and Means this morning, the usual groups filed objections. LaBe, NFIB, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas, Rhonda Reap Curiel with the Louisiana Industrial Development Executives Association, LIDEA, spoke for them all.
We can't afford to lose any more on these incentives.
She pointed to the sectors that shed jobs in 2015.
Oil and gas is down 9,900 jobs. Trade, transportation, and utilities. Now that includes retail, wholesale, and our distribution centers. Down 12,600 jobs. You want to know why your sales tax is down? Because you're losing retailers. I can't tell you it's because of the incentive cuts. I can tell you some areas it is.
House Ways and Means returned the measures to the calendar for a vote, hopefully, later next week. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.